we have raised and are in the process of raising generations of people that are totally disconnected from all of this. That's the saddest thing of all. And that's the most serious long-term threat of all. We have young children that live in these inner cities that never experience the outdoors. They never go outdoors. Their idea of wildlife is a cockroach or a rat. They never go backpacking. They don't understand the natural world, has no connectedness to them. It's MTV. It's what's on the internet. It is a very serious issue. And these are the Texans of the future. And they're going to decide all of this issue. They will decide what kind of water rights we have. They will decide what we can and can't do with the state taxes. And if they're totally uneducated, what kind of decisions are they going to make? So what we did with Parks and Wildlife Study was we wanted to catalog everywhere there was public land in the state. And we land where people could go outdoors and enjoy it without paying a huge sum of money to do so. And we wanted to see where those places were relative to where the projected population growth was. And there's a disconnect. I just came back from Big Bend National Park. You got Big Bend State Park. You got the Chinati Mountains. You got the Davis Mountains. We got a lot of public land out in the Big Bend country. That's not where the people are. People are around Dallas, around Houston, San Antonio, in the valley, and there's very little public land. There's no place for these people to go and experience the outdoors. And so the point of our study in Parks and Wildlife, the real point of it was there is a crying need to acquire land around urban areas so people can get outdoors and find ways to get conservation education at the forefront of what we're teaching in some of our public schools.